This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio.
Thomas Caldwell, thank you for joining us.
No worries.
Noughties for Films. I'm just throwing you in the thick of it right now.
What has become one of my all-time favourite films was a noughties film, and that was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which I think is a stunning film, but I've also got an enormous personal association to it.
Why?
Well, so it's a film about, it's a comedy of remarriage, basically, isn't it? It's a couple who things didn't work out the first time and then they get together again. And I took an ex-girlfriend to see it from many, many years ago, and that ex ended up becoming my wife.
Thomas, when fiction becomes non-fiction.
I remember after seeing it, she said to me, was there some strategy behind you taking me to see this film?
That is absolutely beautiful. Have you ever written to Michelle Gondry and said, guess what? You got me and my wife together.
I should let him know that, yeah, his film encouraged us to give it another go despite it seeming like a terrible idea.
I love it. And there's been very many good things come from that, that reunited duo. Thomas Caldwell joining us. And today you bring us Minari, which is a film that we are hoping we can go and see in the cinemas today.
Yes. Oh, thank goodness the cinemas are open again today, because there's actually a lot of really good releases, a heap of great documentary films. But I picked Minari because it's a film I'd been really looking forward to seeing after hearing so much, and it met my expectations and then went that bit extra further. I mean, I think when you ask me at the end of this year what are my favourite films of the year, I'm pretty sure Minari will be right up there. It's a really beautiful film by a Korean-American director that's loosely based on his own childhood. So in the 1980s, his family, his parents were originally from Korea, but they'd made a new life for themselves in California, decided to move to rural Arkansas to begin farming. And this film captures that story. And a lot has already been said, and I'll agree with that, about how this is such a quintessentially American film, this sort of story of immigrants trying to make a better life for themselves. And look, facing immense, immense hardship and what the family sort of went through to defy the odds and stay together.
And we should also mention before we go any further in this, we're putting your reviews, written reviews, up on our website now as well, and you can get them at abcradio.com.au. No, sorry, ABC Radio, our website anyway. Get on there and you can find your way through to the program page. John's going, why don't you even know who you are anymore? I've forgotten because there's so many things we're talking about today and it's very confusing.
It's all over the place, yeah.
So tell us a bit more, I mean, in terms of is this going to be a film that we see and give us a bit of hope?
Look, I think so. It is. I mean, there is quite an emotional journey with this film and quite a few highs and lows, but I was just so overwhelmed by the emotion at the end of this film that I just kind of sat in its glow for days after. A lot of the film is filtered through the observations of a six-year-old, David. So it's a family. There's the mum and the dad and a brother and a sister, and David is the youngest brother and presumably the character that the filmmaker has loosely based himself on. And so we see his observations of what his family are going through and the fact that there is some strain on his parents. So their frustrations and fears are often articulated in anger towards each other. And a lot of the emotional impact of this film isn't just the tangible setbacks the family endures trying to run this farm, but also the way the setbacks are threatening to tear them apart. But there's a lot of really great light relief. They bring their grandmother from Korea out to live with them, and she's hilarious. And the relationship between her and her grandson is really funny and touching. He's convinced she's not a real grandma because she doesn't do things like bake cookies. She likes to gamble. She swears in front of the kids. So he's always challenging her as to whether she's the real deal or not. And all that interaction is really, really delightful. But yeah, the emotional core then came from the performance by Stephen Ewan as Jacob, who is the father. A lot of people will know this actor from a terrific film from 3 years ago called Burning. He was also in the TV series The Walking Dead. And, you know, he's this man who wants to do right by his family. He wants to give them a reason to be proud of him. But you can see he's really haunted by the suspicion that he might be out of his depth and he's put them at risk.